This is the story of Freddy the Frog. Freddy the Frog lived in a little pond with his family. It was Freddy, his mama and dada, and 37 brothers and sisters. And one day it was Shabbat, and Freddy's mama had made a great big froggy salad with every frog's favorite food, lily pad lettuce. It also had cucumbers, gorgonzola cheese, and spicy beans. And Freddy said, "Mama, you know what? We have lily pad lettuce like every night, and I'm really tired of it. I just don't want it in my salad tonight, Mama. Is there anything we can do about this?" And Freddy's mama said, "Freddy, I make the same salad every week, and everyone in the family loves it. If you don't like lily pads, that's your problem." And Freddy said, "Well, can I just take them out of my salad?" And Freddy's mama said, "Sorry, Freddy, but it's Shabbat right now, and you can't take stuff you don't want out of a mixture. It's called borer, and it's forbidden to do borer of something bad from something good on Shabbat." And Freddy said, "Well, it's not bad food, Mama. I just don't want to eat it." And his mama said, "Well, Freddy, that's what borer is. It's if you don't want to eat something, you can't take it out of a mixture of other foods that you do want to eat. It would be like perfecting your salad, making it something that you can eat into something that you can eat. We're not allowed to do malakos, productive things like that, on Shabbat." Just then, Freddy's little brother, Eddie, said,
"Mama, I finished with my lily pads. Please, may I have some more?"
And his mama said, "Sorry, Eddie, we don't have any more lily pads. You've got 37 froggy siblings, Eddie. There's only so many lily pads in this pond, you know?"
"What about the lily pads in Freddy's salad? He said he didn't even want them,"
said Eddie. Just then, Freddy's other brother, Teddy, said,
"Mama, I don't want these cucumbers."
Freddy's sister, Sheila, said, "Mama, I hate tomatoes." And Freddy's mama said, "You don't want cucumbers? You don't want lily pad lettuce? You don't want tomatoes? There's not even any tomatoes in your salad, Sheila. What is with you guys this week? I'm at my wit's end." Just then, the pond's rabbi, Rabbi Rabinowitz, passed by their house. He said, "Ribbit, ribbit. Oh, hey guys, what's going on over here?" Mama said, "Rabbi, I just made my world-famous lily pad lettuce salad, and none of these kids seem to want to eat the same parts of it this week." And Rabbi said, "Tell me more." So all the little froggies explained to the rabbi what parts of the salad they wanted to eat and what parts they just didn't want to eat. The rabbi listened to all they had to say, and then he said, "Freddy, you don't like lily pad lettuce, but Eddie does. So Freddy, give your lily pad lettuce to Eddie. You can take something out of a mixture if somebody wants it. You just can't take it out if nobody wants it. Then that's taking the bad from the good. But if it's good to somebody, then you can take it out. Teddy, you don't want cucumbers, but you can give them to Freddy because he does like cucumbers." Just then, Freddy's other brother, Mitchell, said,
Excuse me, Rabbi, I want lily pad lettuce and cucumbers, but I don't want gorgonzola cheese."
And the rabbi said, "Okay, Mitchell, so give your gorgonzola cheese to Eddie." And Teddy said,
"Rabbi, what about these spicy beans?"
And the rabbi said, "Well, who wants spicy beans?" And everybody said,
No one!
And Sheila said, "You know what, actually, I might want those spicy beans, but not right now. Could you maybe pick them out and save them for me for later?" And the rabbi said, "Sorry, Sheila, you can't take the spicy beans out of the salad now because you can only do borer, even if you are taking the good from the bad. Only if you're going to eat it right now or you're preparing for a meal which you're going to eat right after you're done preparing it. You can't separate something from a mixture for later on." And all the little froggies said, "Ribbit? Ribbit?" They were really confused. Rabbi Rabinowitz said, "It's okay, guys. It's a really confusing law of Shabbat. But as you get older and learn more Torah, I'm sure you'll figure it out. And in the meantime, if you have any questions, feel free to cruise on over to my pad." They all said, "Thanks, Rabbi." Freddy said, "Wow, I had no idea eating a salad could be so complicated." And the rabbi said, "It's not just salads, Freddy. Any mixture in the world could be a problem of borer on Shabbat if you don't know the laws. But just remember, if it's not a mixture, you're not going to have a problem. So if worse comes to worse, just throw everything on the floor and let it spill all over the place until it's not mixed together." And all the kids said,
"Yay!
Borer is fun!" And Freddy's mama said, "Okay, good night, Rabbi." And she shut the door. And from that day on, Freddy and his family were always careful to observe the laws of Borer on Shabbat.